something, make them look like silver, but they plated, mm-hmm. but no silver at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't know what, up to early part of the 1900s, they didn't know what it was, silverware hardly either. To use it, you found them in the hotel, but you didn't find them mostly in the homes,
mm-hmm.
in the big cities, but not in the rural districts, you didn't have it. Now, Chicago and St. Louis had all these things before we ever heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Okay, how did your mother do the laundry?
Well, she had to wash pots, and she had to sat irons to heat and iron with, mm-hmm. iron and boards, or used a flat table. They did all the work manually. There was no modern equipment at all. It's just a washing machine or electric iron or nothing. Everything was manual.
And she ironed just on a flat table?
Flat table sometimes. Sometimes they didn't have the modern ironing board. They had mm-hmm. put across the table and put a chair. Like that, use that back of it, see? Mm-hmm. Same height on a table, like mm-hmm. an ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
Flat piece of board, padded or some kind. I don't know what they padded it with, but a broadcloth mm-hmm. or heavy canvas that's covered it.
Mm-hmm.
Make the cover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the morning after everybody's left the table and your mother has all the dirty dishes to do and house cleaning to do, you say that your mother has to, she looks at the house and decides that she has to.
Well, she always take care of the dishes, clean it up, mm-hmm. clean the dishes. Didn't have any modern stuff at all, just a dish pan. And they'd scald them, the dishes good, and then wipe them and put them up in a clean place, and away from the flies and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, they didn't have any many screens for a long time. Then they come with fly paper to help you out, but there was no and fly swatter. They just took a newspaper or something. That's the best you could do the first thing you came to.
Mm. Do you ever have any fans to keep the flies down?
Not except palm fans, hand fans.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the churches and the morticians had these palm fans advertised, see, to fan with.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have anything modern at all for mm-hmm. the first 15 years of this 1900s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if the dishes are dirty, then they need to be
scalded. Scraped good and then washed good, and then they use linen soap. They didn't have liquids like they do today. They made their own soap from ashes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And after they were washed, they had to be
dried. But put away.
But what did you do to them before you dried them? After you washed them, to be sure to get all the dirt off.
What did they do? They scalded them. Get them mm-hmm. turned hot water, hot as it can be.
Mm-hmm. But you.
And you rinsed them in hot water.
Okay. Okay, fine. And what did you use if food got stuck to the dishes? What did you use to scrape it off to get it off? If it was stuck and you had to make a special effort.
Sometimes they used a flat piece of board. They didn't have anything like rubber or anything in those days. They used a flat piece of board to shave down close and scrape it off,
mm-hmm.
handmade. Sometimes they used a corn cob to clean it good.
Mm. A corn cob, really? And a corn cob, was that sturdy? And what did you use for drying dishes?
Well, flour sacks, mostly, sugar sacks.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, they didn't have any sugar, so I bought 100-pound lots that came in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they made shirts out of the flour sacks and dishcloths.